And here we are again, another week in our Real Live, episode 46. A lot to talk about. Huge, week of games up and down, left and right. We'll talk about how it all transpired and also talk about it from Supercoach terms. This week in league, look, the crisis at the West Tigers. We'll go in-depth, discuss what is going on at the merged entity. And we're also going to talk a little bit about games 2 and 3 in Norwich, which players that might not get a Guernsey in game 1 but might still be on the radar to the selections. We've got this week's games, of course, and World of Sport. Tigers MS joins us as he does each and every week. How are you, mate?
Good, how are you?
Very good. And Pete is with us as well. How are you, Pete?
Yeah, going great. Thanks, Paul.
That's good to hear. And guys, let's just jump straight into it. Last week's games, Friday night football, Brisbane 32, absolutely hammering Gold Coast 6, South Sydney 54, a drubbing of the West Tigers 10, St George Illawarra 32, Sound winners over Parramatta 12, Penrith 62-6 over the Warriors, another blowout scoreline. The Roosters overcame a gallant North Queensland up there in Townsville 12-8. Sunday football, Cronulla beat Canberra 30-20, a good win for the Sharks there at home, while Newcastle, another thrashing, this time at the hands of, to the Canterbury Bulldogs, 44-8, and then all of a sudden, after all these one-sided matches, we saw a draw between Melbourne and Manly, Monday night footy 10-all. I mean, what do we make of such a topsy-turvy round, Pete?
Absolutely, you know, you got to an absolute flogging of a game in there, like, which surprised quite a few people with Penrith beating the Warriors like that, and then getting to the good old-fashioned draw on Monday night. It isn't good to see a draw back on the... Good to see a couple of odd scores there on the premiership table.
I believe it was Brian Smith that said it's like kissing your sister, a draw. Well, let's look in depth last week's game, and Tigers MS has predicted last week, South Sydney en masse. We said play them, pick them, play them. Four in the top 10 for Supercoach. I guess that was definitely good advice.
Yeah, tremendous advice by us, actually. We're going to ride on that one for a little while, because Adam Reynolds topped this round. Greg Inglis was third, and then Isaac Luke and Sam Burgess were still inside the top 10, and only Sam Burgess missed out on scoring 100 or points or over, and he had 94. So it gives you an idea of just how dominant not only South were, but just how porous that the Tigers' defence was. And we've said for weeks now that they're giving up the most points in Super League, in Supercoach, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, it continues to happen. And the Sam Burgess swap for Robbie Farah, it was on last week. We talked about it, and again, it's still on, I think, this week, because with Origin, as we discussed. And speaking of guys that... we'll talk a bit more about guys that could go to Origin games, even 2 and 3. And Andrew Fifita, well, he finished 8th. We've been saying buy him for a number of weeks now, and that continues to happen. And just to go into detail about Greg Inglis, 3 weeks ago, Tigers are mess, and then I might have to find this tape where it actually, we said, look, he's going to have a good run the next 3 weeks. You should put him in your team. He got scored 85 against the Broncos, 87 against the Cowboys, and now 110 against the West Tigers. He's gone up over $46,000 in the last 3 weeks alone. You've made your money with him. Origin's around the corner now. It's time to sell Greg Inglis at a huge premium. And the fact is, he'll not only be out for week 12, as South have the as he has Origin, but South's had the bye in week 13, so you'll miss that game too. So now's the time. Let Greg Inglis go, and you've certainly made your money with him. Sleeper of the round, Isaac John, the 5'8 there at Penrith, 117 points totaled second overall. And what we learn, well, Lewis Brown, another Panther, he's great value, still fourth best this week and still affordable cost. James Sagiaro, likewise. Pete, Josh Dugan, could he be the buy of the year for St. George? I mean, that's amazing.
Well, in recent years, you know, all the experts have said how important your spine is to a team. And if you don't initiate, it's the fullback, 5'8", halfback and hooker. And, to have Dugan there is a massive breath of fresh air for the Dragons. Hopefully it's very good for him. But certainly it's great for the Dragons to see some actual speed, agility and, you know, just reading of the play there by Dugan. Steve Price and the boys very, very happy with him.
Tiger's a mess. His cost, I think, still worth it, even at $285,000. Another guy who's a high cost but certainly high reward would be James Graham from the Bulldogs.
Yeah, definitely. Look, the Bulldogs got hammered last week, but he's to put up 87 points on his own. He's nearly, well, he's 297. He's gone up 9,000. So he's still just under the 300,000, which to me equates as a good buy, especially when he's putting up an average of 69 points a match. So, yeah, I think James Graham's a definite buy if you can get him in your team.
Obviously, he's English, so he don't have to worry about Origin. Dogs have buys in weeks around 16 and 19. They're off weeks. They're not Origin weeks. So any Bulldogs players you can have in your lineup are absolute gold right now. So James Graham, he's absolutely buy of the week. And just to mention about Dugan, we might talk about him in our Origin chat in a little bit. But the Saints have buys in rounds 15 and 18. So he's another guy who's you're going to get value for, you would think, at least for a few weeks. But let's move on, and it's time to talk about this week in league. And Tigers MS, well, you and I were involved in a West Tigers podcast last year. I guess you would know better than any exactly what has transpired. But for our newer listeners and listeners that maybe didn't listen to the West Tigers podcast last year, can you just lay out how, I guess, the last 7 or 8 months have gone at West Tigers, sort of central, and how it's got to this?
Well, yeah. Well, 2012, it started okay. Then they had a bit of a lull, and then they came good, and then they just fell apart in the back end of the season, which culminated in, well, possibly the players losing faith in the coach, or a bit of vice versa, with the coach losing faith in the players as well. Regardless of what happened, Tim Sheens went. And Mick Potter took over. Unfortunately, in the last few years, there's been, with Chris Hynington going, Bo Ryan going, Gareth Ellis leaving, and Bryce Gibbs just before that.
And don't forget Andrew Fifita.
Well, of course, Andrew Fifita. There's been a big drain, I think, on the playing group, the players they've bought. It's just not a balanced roster, and I do feel a little bit for Mick Potter. He's inherited a very unbalanced roster, which could survive with one or two injuries to non-key personnel. But when you have the amount of injuries they have now, it's all coming home to roost, whereas they don't have the players to back it up, to back up those positions. And the players that are still surviving and still fit, the senior players, well, not all of them, but a majority of them are in terrible form. And it's all led to a point where now the CEO is gone and there's talk of infighting. The board is infighting. The board has been fighting since day dot of the West Tigers venture, joint venture. So, yeah, I don't know. Something has to give, and I think has to start at the top, and it has to be a sweep out of the board, a sweep out of the players, and, yeah, have to give Mick Potter a clean slate to work with, I think.
Well, Pete, obviously any team that's had to deal with the amount of injuries West Tigers have had to deal with so far this year, you'd have to say would struggle.
Absolutely. Tigers RMS there makes a very good point about the unbalanced team there. I said the lack of depth, particularly around the halves and the playing of Sirenen at halfback, being appears to be more a 5/8 or a lock to an outside point of view at the least. But yeah, certainly that game against the Broncos where they lost two established centres in one night. They lost Tim Moulton, who was a crucial part of their real utility value to their team, and several others as well. The Tigers team to me seemed to be a very, from an outsider's point of view once again, seemed there a couple of years ago to be a very close-knit group. I remember when they announced that Adam Blair was coming in with the loss of Fifita and Bryce Gibbs, that there was a bit of an uproar. And, yeah, it just seems to have, all that closeness seems to have gone by the wayside. Not sure what's going on there, from my point of view.
Well, I can tell you now that in regards to the board, and in regards to the two factions, the Balmain side and the West Magpies side, there, as Tigers MS mentioned, there has been a lot of dissension over the years, but it's come to a head recently because of maybe some bad financial judgment decisions by the Balmain side of the board, which has made it difficult for them to pay their side of things when it became sort of the joint venture having to put money in together. For example, the Tim Sheens payout when they did decide to let him go hasn't been able to pay him out all up front. They're still paying him off basically week by week for him to sit at home and work with the Australian squad. Obviously, it was a knee-jerk reaction. As Tigers MS suggested, at the end of the year, and the Tigers fell apart. Now, Tim Sheens obviously had been there a long time. He'd built the team pretty much leading from the front. The roster had been changed to these bigger men because that was the style that was winning games. The reason why the Tigers couldn't take that final step and win the comp was because they didn't have the bigger players. So he went out and invested in the Adam Blairs, the Eddie Pettibournes, Braith and Astor even. And obviously he wasn't able to show what he could do with these players. Instead, Mick Potter's inherited it and now to the style of play that Mick Potter wants Tigers to play, it's not suiting. And those guys like Chris Hines, and well, he would just be gold for the Tigers right now if he was still there. But obviously under Tim Sheens, he was finding really, there wasn't really a spot that Sheens had for him. So it's all laid on the back of that. The board got involved, or members behind the scenes got involved, players got involved, no doubt, in regards to getting Sheens moved before his contract was up. And it's led to this, and it's practically, it is a disaster. And it shows that when you have players, when you have outside factions running a club, as what happened last year, which led to the removal of Tim Sheens, it is never going to work. It never will work. It never has worked. And the Tigers created their own mess, and now they're in danger of not being able to fix it. And when you've got a joint venture, as Pete, you would know, being a St. George fan, and as North Sydney would know with their failed bid with Northern Eagles, it doesn't take much for it to fall apart completely. So there's something we'll follow as the weeks go on. We do need to keep moving on here in our real life. But West Tigers, they are in even more trouble than what the media would have you believe at this point. Serious, serious trouble. We need to keep moving on. We're going to talk about Origin in a moment, but this is NRL Live. You can download it on the podcast, www.paulygsports.com. And send us a tweet. Ask us information about Supercoach. Ask us information about irregular things at TigersMS78 or at Pauly G Sports. Follow us. Give us a like on the Facebook page, Pauly G Sports, again. And we'd love to hear from you. Now, we've talked a lot about Origin in the last month or so, and it's really getting to that time now, if you're in Supercoach, that you know you're starting. You should have already made plans to cover for these split rounds. You will get four picks to sub in and out. Let's talk a little bit about some of the players that probably won't be picked for game one, may end up being picked down the road. And I think, Pete, we can start with St. George's new buy, Josh Dugan. He looks like a guy that maybe, with Brett Stewart, with the injury cloud, they might go with Hayne at fullback, they might go with Minicello. But if New South Wales don't come up trumps there in game one and Dugan continues to perform like he did last Saturday night, he could be really in contention for a New South Wales fullback spot before the series is out.
Certainly. Well, everyone is aware of the talent of Josh Dugan on the field. He has previously played Origin and acquitted himself okay at that level without doing anything outstanding. If he keeps up the form from Saturday, as you said, he's definitely a possibility. There's a couple of others there as well, but particularly with, said, with injury clouds, you mentioned with Brett Morris is another one who's a possibility. He may not get selected for Origin 1, but would be a big chance for Origin 2, of course, depending on the result. And, of course, the contentious halves position there. If you select Maloney, then Carney's got a chance. If you select Carney, then Maloney's got a chance, et cetera. Adam Reynolds, Mitchell Pearce in the same boat as well for New South Wales.
Yeah, and perhaps John Sutton for a bench spot, although Kurt Gidley had a pretty big game and a timely moment there last week. Tigers MS, the Roosters, Pete mentioned Aidan Guerra for Queensland last week, but also Martin Kennedy could really come into contention in it looks like now from the Roosters for Queensland.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, he's playing pretty well in a good team at the moment, and that's something that I'm sure would certainly hold him in good stead, being in playing for Queensland with the culture that they have at the moment. Look, another guy who's probably a little bit from left field, but could possibly get a look in if there's injuries or a total disaster for New South Wales, is Jamal Idris.
Yes, that's right.
Who could play centres or second row, and he's one of those guys who's sitting on the outside. He's playing okay without playing amazing. He's having a good game than an average game, so he's not consistent, but they might go back to him, worst comes to worst, sort of if there's some major issues in the centres.
Josh Morris, apparently his position is under threat. Brett Morris is under an injury cloud, so the centre three-quarter line is very fluid right now. You're getting guys like George Tafua getting mentioned. Obviously, Jamal Andrews is a guy, like you said, he's been there before. Blake Ferguson looks like he may end up getting picked the way that he's going and the buzz that's around that right now. From a Supercoach perspective, if you want to bring in a guy or a couple of guys over the next couple of weeks, ideally you want guys that aren't then going to be missing for Origin. So that's why we sort of like to bring up those names. And the two teams we love right now, if for Supercoach, is St. George, who don't have buys to rounds 15 and then 18, and the Bulldogs, who are 16 and 19, which is the best of all. They're guys that if you can find a player or two that you think are safe that aren't going to be picked for Origin and they're polling well in Supercoach, then get them in your team, because they're definitely be good value over the next few weeks. And I guess finally, Pete, Tony Williams is the last to mention. Is he a guy that can come back to form and will he play Origin?
The Canterbury, as we saw on Sunday, collapsed in the second half. That was some very good play from Newcastle, but in the first tough. I saw glimpses of what Tony Williams is capable of. There's some really good bumping runs. And it wouldn't surprise me overly, even if the New South Wales selectors took a chance on him in game one. He was okay for Origin last year. Unfortunately, sustained an injury. But no, he's a chance. Without a doubt, he's a chance.
Okay, guys, let's move to this week's games now. And it all starts on Friday night. That team that's we just talked about, the West Tigers. Well, they're back at Leichhardt Oval. Tigers MS take on the Cowboys. How do you see it going?
Look, you can't pick the Tigers at the moment, even at home and even against the Cowboys, who have a horrible record at Leichhardt Oval. Basically, the Cowboys should win, and should do it pretty easily. A guy who I think should be in your team, if he's not, and if he's a good value buy at the moment, is Robert Louis. He got in the top 50 point scorers last round with 91. He averages 62, and he's really quite a good foil for the Thurston, and he really works well within the Cowboys' scheme. For the Tigers, you'd probably still want to play Robbie Farah if you've still got him, or Aaron Woods. From there.
Liam Fulton might be the other one. He had a pretty big game. Suasa Sui, he's been doing well in recent weeks considering his price. So if you want a cheapie, look at him. Or James Tedesco. The Tigers have a bye in round 12, but then they don't have another one to round 18. So if he's already in your lineup, there's a lot of people do just sitting on the bench. Tedesco's still a keep. I agree with you, Robert Louis. He's a guy, until that injury, really looked like he was going to set the rugby league world and the Supercoach world alight. So now that he's back, he could be a big buy. But guys like James Teamau, they've had pretty good runs, done well this season so far, but obviously with Origin fast approaching, him, Matt Scott, maybe even Dallas Johnson and Jonathan Thurston, Brent Tate, they're gonna take a hit, the Cowboys, over this week. It's pretty much a big game for them too. They've had a bit of a slide, Pete. Can they go to Leichhardt and come away with a win, a venue they've struggled with over the years?
Well, yeah, that's the thing is that although you're basically not quite have to be mad, but close to take the Tigers at the moment, and said take into account all of the issues that we've discussed. However, their team is starting to come back, and I think getting Braithen Astor back this week, if he definitely does play, I think will be a massive boon for them. Going back to Leichhardt, they couldn't wish for any other venue to be playing at to try and play themselves into a little bit of form. Cowboys have been the underachievers of the comp so far this year for mine. Threatening to beat the big teams as they did to the Roosters the other day, but not quite getting there. You'd still have to expect the Cowboys to win, though, on the back of Thurston, I think. And I think you'd probably give it to them for about a win by about 12 points, I would suggest. I don't think it'll be 54 to 10 like last week, that's for sure.
Well, Pete, you're doing the best in tipping. I'm doing the worst. I guess I got to take a chance. I'm going to pick the Tigers. Maybe I'm just a sucker. But at home...
maybe.
I just think, and obviously if Braith and Nestor ends up playing, you know, that's a big boost. He's been looking good until the injury. And, you know, teams have turned it around. We saw Parramatta bounce back after the flogging from Penrith a few weeks ago. We've seen the Knights come back strong after getting smashed by Canberra just this last week. It's possible. It is possible, and the Cowboys, unfortunately for them, do not play well in Sydney. The other Friday night game should be a really good one. Both teams have hit some form at I guess, a good time of the year to do so, but Pete, Bulldogs, Broncos, how do you see it going? It's of course, at ANZ Stadium.
Well, for mine, the Bulldogs put in a very, very disappointing performance against Newcastle the other day. They're riding that match name down by a converted try at half-time, or less, I think, actually. And the second half just completely fell away. The Broncos, they're a little bit hard to read. Once again, they came up against the Gold Coast the other day. They seem to lift against the Gold Coast and the local derby. They beat twice this year. Come to Sydney, the Broncos have got no fear of coming to Sydney. And I think they'll put pay to the Bulldogs through, you know, the strength of Hodges. When he plays, they usually go pretty well, or certainly improvement. They do have a lack of bit of pace, the Broncos. That's their major concern, and I don't think they will get the ultimate prize this year, but I'd expect them to beat the Bulldogs on Friday night.
And Tigers MS, we talked about the Bulldogs, I guess in terms of picking up some of their players. We mentioned James Graham, but Josh Jackson is another guy who's really, we've talked about before, who's doing fabulously well, I believe, now in the top 60 overall.
Yeah, he's going well, especially off the bench, the same as James Graham, who's doing quite well. Look, the other guy who could possibly be a good pickup in the coming weeks could be Mitch Brown. He's getting a lot more time. Bulldogs, as they are getting better, they're getting it out towards the wing a bit more, and utilising a very underrated player, in my opinion. But as for this game, I agree with Pete in that, yeah, the Broncos should get him. I think Justin Hodges, Josh Hoffman, and Corey Parker are good guys. If you have them already or want some Broncos in your team, they're good guys to get, but you have to be mindful of Origin being around the corner.
Yeah, an interesting player is Jordan Kahu. Of course, he's gone up a staggering 74,000 since he kind of broke through, but he's still reasonable value at 161,700. He scored 48 points last round to take it up to 203. The only drawback, and this can happen when you find players that break through mid-season, is that they often only allowed to play one position, unlike those that are a bit more flexible that were listed at the start of the year. Kahu's listed as a fullback, but he's playing in the centres, so it might be hard to get him into your Supercoach team that way, but definitely a guy to think about if you have room. As for the tip... Jeez, I think the Dogs are going to surprise, and they're going to win, and win pretty comfortably. Saturday at Wynn Jubilee Oval, I believe. Pete, it's the Dragons versus the Panthers. And this is a game, I guess, of two teams very much in form right now. Which way is it going to go?
If you're talking to me.
I am.
Yes, this should be a cracking game. I'm hoping for a big crowd. I was very disappointed by the crowd last match at Wind Jubilee versus Manly. It was only just over 10,000, admittedly on a Monday night. Well, haven't the Panthers surprised us all in the last couple of weeks? You could have written basically your own ticket, as they'd say, against Melbourne. And then to clean up the Warriors the way that they did is just phenomenal. You've got to give it to Ivan Cleary and Supercoach Gould out there. Giving a couple of these young guys like Matthew Moylan and Travis Robinson, who's previously the twin of Reece Robinson in Canberra, they're playing the house down. The Dragons had a good win, said it was against lowly Parramatta the other night, though. Parramatta were quite ineffective, in my opinion. The Dragons will have to lift to beat Penrith on Saturday. I'm expecting them to, but it should be a very close match and great match if you've got a chance to get out there and set up, and it'll be a crack.
Tigers MS, how do you see it going?
Yeah, look, I think the Dragons definitely. Josh Dugan, he added a lot to them against the Eels, and I expect him to do the same here. He is a good for your super coach team. Of course, with the Penrith side, Matt Moylan, as was mentioned before, Travis Robinson, they're both going pretty well for their prices. Lewis Brown killed it last week. And of course you have our super sub Seguiaro there. I think the Dragons will do it with Jamie Soward's kicking game probably being the difference between in the halves there.
I like some of these Panthers players you mentioned. I don't like their buys round 12 and round 15, so it's a holding pattern. If you've got Panthers players, if you don't have them, probably going to have to wait till round 16 and later to pick them up.
And of course, George. One other point to mention there, gentlemen, is that Jamie Soward comes up against Penrith, who he will be, of course, be playing for next year.
He'll want to have a big game. That might
absolutely
put it in the favour of Saints. Look, St. George are buys basically right now because of the way that their buys, the other spelling of buy, work out. So Josh Dugan, Jason Nightingale, Michael Wayman, they're all buys. Trent Merrin, on the other hand, because of Origin, he will be picked, I'm pretty sure. He may just be a holding pattern. I want to pick the Panthers. They're playing really, really well. But I think with Josh Dugan there, I think the Saints might just get up. Two other great games on Saturday Night Football. Two of the teams they feature had the draw last Monday. The Roosters and the Storm. They play at Allianz Stadium, and Tigers and Mess. I mean, this is one of those games where you've got great players like Sonny Bill Williams, who score large, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in Supercoach week in, week out, and obviously Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk for the Storm. But could these two great defences cancel each other out? Could it be a tough round for your big names?
Look, I think it is going to be tough for the big names in this game. What I would be doing is looking for possibly either of the wingers from either Melbourne or the Roosters just to get the majority of the points. Obviously, there's going to be a fair bit of tackling, so Jake Friend is, and obviously Cam Smith is a real chance to get in your team. Obviously, if you've got Sonny Bill, you're going to play him because... Yeah, he's not far away from points at any stage. I think the Roosters will probably get over the top of Melbourne. They played well against Manly. Manly defended so very well. I think that would have taken a lot out of them.
Some guys for your watch list. Ryan Hinchcliffe is back with the Storm. Obviously going to be hit through Origin. He could really put up some good numbers down the road. Gareth Widdop being... an Englishman could be another one, although his prices still might keep him out. You were talking about the wingers. Sisa Wonka has actually gone down considerably, so he could be time to pick up as a buy. As just in recent weeks, Mai Fanoa has gone down a little bit, but he's still way above, I think, a reasonable price, $194,000 there. I'm going to pick... Oh, jeez. I guess I'm going to pick the Roosters. Pete, which way are you going?
Yeah, I'm going the Roosters as well. And speaking of wingers, the Roosters winger, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, has had a really impressive year so far. A lot of people a couple of weeks ago were questioning the Roosters' ability, saying, well, they hadn't really beaten any threatening top-level teams. They came out and beat the Cowboys in North Queensland last Saturday, and the week before beat Manly Brookvale. So two of the hardest road trips in the comp. If they can complete the treble by beating the Storm this weekend, although at home, it would be certainly a great treble to have, and certainly make people sit up and take notice that these Roosters are the real deal, which I think they are, and I think they will beat Melbourne on Saturday.
Speaking of Brookvale Oval, the Canberra Raiders have to travel there, and they're a team maybe people are going to start asking, are they for real? Well, if they put up a good performance at Brookvale Oval, you'd have to say they are Tigers MS. How do you see it going?
Yeah, look, I think it's a pretty big ask for the Raiders to go to Brookvale and win. So I think Manly will do the business here. What I am looking forward to is the battle between Ferguson and Lyon, or Ferguson and Mattai, or Jack Whiten and Mattai. Because if you've had a look at Jack Whiten recently play, the kid looks like a broom handle, but can absolutely smash people in the fence. So it'll be good to see him and Steve Mattai going at it. As for Supercoach, I think Brendan Lawrence is still a guy that you want in your team. He's now crept over the 300,000 mark, but he's still putting up about 62 points on average a game, which is good. And, of course, Jamie Lyon, who is still great value at 278. He put up 74 last round, and he's putting up 55 on average.
Yeah, Brendan Lawrence, I could totally agree with you there. What a great buy. And look, the Raiders, as good as they've been going this year on the field, Supercoach-wise, they do give up a fair amount of points. So those guys like George Tafua and obviously Justin Horrow is another one, Anthony Watmo and Brendan Lawrence, they're all plays. And Tom Simon's back on the bench with Steve Mattai back, but he might actually get more points coming in that back row position. I think up at Manly, it's going to be hard to go against them. I'm going to pick them in a tight one. Pete, which way are you going?
I'm still trying to make up my mind. I think I'm going to tip Canberra. I think I'm trying to work out what's going to happen here. Manly are on a very short turnaround from this very tough game in Melbourne on Monday night. Canberra, although they lost on Sunday, Cronulla, it was a Cronulla's home ground, which is a hard ground to win at, and they lost McCrone early with injury. They do have McCrone back again. Terry Campese seems to be getting better each week, I think, coming back from injury. Blake Ferguson's got a real consistency about him. I think Canberra offers some real threats right across the field to Manly. If they turn up and play to 100%, they can win this match. It's going to be a tough ask and a close match, but I think that Canberra will win this one. Although, on the other side, I'd like to just give a little mention to Tom Simons there. This bloke was cut from the Roosters in the off-season, partly to accommodate Sonny Bill, and he's done great work for Manly over there this year. So, yeah, a little bit surprised to find him on the bench again.
They're pretty strong in the back row, are the Eagles. Look, Sunday football, the Warriors, they got absolutely trounced out at Penrith, while the Knights gave a shellacking of their own to the Bulldogs. But now the Warriors get to come back home where they grow an arm and a leg, while the Knights seem to lose one when they travel. Does this mean, Pete, the Warriors can find a way to win?
Yeah. I thought that last week's game against Penrith was going to be a close one. I see on Monday that the team... the chief executive was looking into how he's going to discipline some players who were seen smiling shortly after the match. So whether the smiles are back on their faces or been permanently wiped off, I'm not quite sure. This is a really tough game to pick. I was impressed with Newcastle the other day. I don't think that Newcastle will fall back into bad habits again. I think that Newcastle will win in New Zealand once again. I'm expecting a much improved performance from the Warriors in this bounce back that we've seen from teams this year who have been belted. And they're too talented to get beaten like that again. I tipped Newcastle in a very close one. I think Boyd played very well last week, and I expect him to go well again. And Big Willie is a chance for Origin down the track.
Yeah, Kevin Locke back for the Warriors. That will help them out. Look, I do think the Knights will win. I do think they're the better team, but it will be pretty close. Tigers MS, Robbie Rocco, he's now the best Newcastle super coach. Before me, he just goes from strength to strength.
Yeah, he's been killing it. We've been talking him up for a couple of weeks now. And each week he's he hasn't made us look silly, and he's kept on chucking it in. Look, him and Darius Boyd are going quite well. However, for this game, one player from each side who I'd pick, James McManus. And from the Warriors, I'd pick Simon Mannering.
Yeah, I like Mannering a lot. He's very consistent up the middle. And I added a couple of other Knights players because the Warriors do give up a lot of supercoach points. David Farlongo has finally cracked the starting lineup. He's been putting great points up from the bench, so he should get more minutes. And Tyrone Roberts, I think, at 5'8", I think, or at halfback, sorry. But you can pick him at 5'8" for supercoach or halfback. I think he's a bit of a buy right now. Knights have favourable draw in regards to buys, which... team you're picking, the Knights?
Yeah, the Knights are going to win. The only way they're going to lose is if they don't turn up the ground.
Very quickly, guys, Parramatta go to Mudgee, take Gold Coast with them. I think from a supercoach perspective, obviously the combination for the Titans of Caesar and Kelly, as well as their fullback William Zillman, the Eels have struggled mightily against the small quick men, and I think they're going to put up big points. While for the Eels, they seem to be very much up and down. Not quite sure if they're going to get over the line in this game. I think taking the game to Mudgee puts it in the Titans' favour. I think they'll win. But obviously they've got some players like Jared Hayne, who's in some form, I think, put up good numbers. And also Kayser Pritchard. He could be one of the roughies to get hold of. Tigers MS, which way do you think this is going?
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Gold Coast. I don't think Parramatta... Yeah, you just can't pick their form line. They may well come out and put 40 on the Titans, or they might get beat by 40. I'm not sure. But I'm going to tip the Titans. I think, as you were saying before, the halves with Caesar and Kelly are definitely going to be too strong for basically a Parramatta who need Sandow and Hayne to play out of their skins to get close.
Pete, Titans or Eels?
Titans. If Parramatta were playing at home, I'd be thinking about them. But, yeah, no, and it is a home match, but in Mudgee, as you said. So, no, Titans for mine. And the young Pritchard that you mentioned is actually the younger brother of the Canterbury forward, Frank Pritchard.
That's right. And Monday Night Football, Pete, which way are you going, Cronulla or Souths?
South Sydney are flying. South Sydney, definitely.
Yeah, the Sharks have played well in recent weeks. I'm still going to pick the Rabbitohs. I think it's going to be tougher for some of those Rabbitohs supercoach guys to get the huge points, Tigers MS, so maybe it is time to let go, especially if Greg Inglis, as we mentioned earlier, but guys like Sam Burgess and George Burgess should still be keepers.
Yeah, definitely. Let go of any backs, I think, from Souths for this game. The forwards, it's definitely going to be there. It's just going to be a very rough and very intense game, I think, in the forward pack. With the feeder up against Burgess, Ben Ross up against Roy Asatazi, two of the old heads going up against each other. Should be a good game, but I think Souths are just, at the moment, too big and too brutal.
Thanks very much, guys. We'll put all our picks up online, of course, www.paulygsports.com, where you can find the show and other information like this. It is World of Sport time, of course. And Chelsea stalwart John Terry, well, he's once again lifted a major European trophy. Now, when I say lifted, I'm saying that he wasn't actually playing in the game. He was injured, but he decided to transform into full kit after Chelsea won their Europa League final and go up there and basically steal it off the captain of the day, Frank Lampard. Now, he's copped a battering on Twitter and other sites because it isn't the first time he's done this. He actually did it last year as well. Let's read some of these out. Basically, if you missed the news, John Terry doesn't start tonight. This, of course, made no difference whatsoever to his kit preparation. Terry ruled out a final with ankle injury. Thank God it wasn't his wrist, otherwise he'd struggle to lift the trophy after the match. We've got 3-1 on that John Terry will pick up the Europa League trophy in full Chelsea kit tonight. Apparently, John Terry spent £45 on a replica Benfica shirt just in case they won. There's a whole bunch of other funny photoshopped photos online too, so we'll link to that on the page. But John Terry, apparently, according to Mark Robinson, he changes into his kit quicker than Clark Kent. And that is all we have time for on the show. Follow us on Twitter at Paulie G Sports, at TigersMS78. Well done, guys. Pete, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Tigers MS.
See you later.
You're not hiding under that Chelsea quit kit.
Wait till Friday night, about 9 o'clock.
We'll link to it, www.paulieGsports.com. You've really got to see some of these. And we will, of course, be back next week with all your Supercoach information. Make sure you tune in if you are involved in Supercoach, because we'll give you that inside info that you need to get ahead, and all our other NRL information and as well. See you next week.